Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What soda pop did you bring in here today?
Ghost Town collaboration with Pint House.
Ooh, sounds spooky.
This is Oakland on Austin.
Skin tuxedo. What the hell?
Oakland, California collaborating with Austin, Texas.
How about that? Two liberal sanctuary cities coming together for a beer.
Fake news. You know, the party did start at like 5:30 this morning.
What party? What are you talking about?
Our party.
Oh, our party? Yeah, it's still going. It's still going.
You guys like you're waiting for your girls to stop playing beer pong so you can go home and go to bed. That's what y'all sound like.
I am waiting for this show to be
I
over.
Am the girl waiting for my husband to stop playing beer pong so I can go home.
I gotcha. Listen, we got some baseball stuff to talk about, but I am very... I was already looking forward to the end of this show tonight, so that way I could go home. And then my girlfriend showed me that she's going to be picking up some Matt's Barbecue Tacos.
Oh, hey, love that.
And
she
I was
get some extra for me or what?
I was very close to asking her, are you going to be dropping these off at the studio, or do I have
to wait till home?
9:30?
So you're going to smash some tacos and then smash and then go to bed?
No, I'm going to.
That's a big hour.
I'm going
to
smash the tacos in bed. Well, the Matt's Barbecue Tacos. And
this harkens back to us at about 6:45 this morning. You've got all this stuff on your plate to do tonight. Eat some tacos, smash, and go to bed, and that'll take you what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, tacos taking up 17 minutes of that. Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm a little loopy. This will be a fun hot corner.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what tomorrow at 6 a.m. looks like.
Oh, you're going to be punchy, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Someone on the text line, didn't I hear you dudes about 12 hours ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah, you did.
What were you doing, sure sir? Did.
Hey, it's the love for the game, baby. It's the love for the game.
That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
Yeah, I will fully admit to a good chunk of my day after the show was not only spent prepping for tomorrow morning, but looking at tickets for Oracle Park in late August when my Orioles go to San Francisco.
Oh, you're going to head down?
Yeah, I'm going to go down.
That sounds fantastic.
It's Labor Day weekend. We're going down Thursday, going to be there until Sunday. So that way we can come home and then have Monday to just chill.
Decompress, yes. As they say.
Yes, but... yeah, I'm looking for tickets. I might have a ticket hookup, but that could fall through. So I'm trying to, you know, just cover my bases and look for some tickets around the park. The tough thing is everywhere I read there, everybody's like, there really isn't a bad seat in the park.
I'm not
like,
a bad seat in the place.
I know, but just give me like, what is the best bang for your buck?
I have club
level.
There.
Like, I don't want to spend $500 on tickets. Okay.
I've been there, and let me tell you what. 300 level
that's
on the first third base behind home plate is not a great seat. Is the view of the city amazing? Oh yeah. Is the view of the game great? Absolutely not.
Oh, well, you're up high.
I've got vertigo. I am worried about falling down the stairs.
I will say I remember going to
my beer has splashed 25% on my way up.
I remember going to the Mariners game years ago, and we got seats behind home plate, but in the 300 level. And I remember when we got out of the tunnel and walked up, I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
Very steep.
A lot higher than your boy
thought.
And then
the guy next to you is like, whoa, that's way outside, bro. Yeah. Come on up. That's way outside. At the knees.
It was a great game.
I hate those seats.
Yeah, but you can't see anything. Come on.
I sat in those once in my life. I told my dad never again.
The view of Seattle is fantastic. The view of San Francisco and the Bay is absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's
where... So if you didn't care about baseball, go sit up there for a little bit. Well, but those stairs start getting steep, and the beers start getting drank.
Well, this is my...
I'm terrified by that.
This is my...
I don't want to be the guy that fell over the ledge on... Tuesday night, quick pitch. I don't want to be that guy.
This is my conundrum, is that I will be going with my girlfriend and my son, and while this is mainly for me going to this game, I wanted to make it enjoyable for them. So having a view of the Bay, I mean, that's like something that they can enjoy optically,
maybe
aesthetically pleasing.
200
right?
level third base side. Because the Bay's out
in
right field.
All 200.
So if you can look that way.
All 200 level at Oracle Park is club level seats. And I'm telling you, I'm a cheap ass, each ticket is $150. And I probably should just splurge and just do it and have a good time.
Yeah, you should.
I'll never financially recover from this.
But the food, on top of that, is going to be another at least $50 a pop.
And the food's in center field, man. The food's in center field.
That's why I'm a fan of premium tickets, baby. All inclusive.
Yeah, I don't
that's know. How as bad they've been now.
I haven't talked to my girlfriend about this, but I'm almost intrigued to just not buy tickets and then go get them from a scalper right before the game.
Hands down, you should do that.
And just, you know.
But now she knows because she listens every single Tuesday for the Hot Corner.
She's so locked in, I'm sure. But
I mean, my wife is. Preschool is back at home right now just... waiting on bated breath.
I don't think my girlfriend...
She told me to buy an AM-FM radio that just is on 1080 The Fan all the time so she can know to hear the great Patrick Harris.
I am 1080 The Fan.
I don't think she has ever listened to me on air.
I don't think my wife has ever listened to me on the air if she wasn't driving in the car by herself and realized, I think he's on.
Hey, I recognize that voice.
But she has to like search
that guy
for it.
Sounds hot.
I tried to like preset it. I tried to make her a P1, and she was like, don't touch my stereo.
By the way,
I was like, babe, this is like 92.9. Like, there's no station there.
Like,
can I not
do?
Just put 1080 on? She's like, don't touch my radio.
No, you messed with my stuff.
By the way, I don't think your wife sounds like that. I have met her. And I know that's not
lovely,
her.
Lovely woman.
No, that's not what her voice sounds like. All right. That is just my generic go-to.
Damn it, Patrick!
Woman voice.
I absolutely hate you.
Ooh. She'll sting you. She'll
get you. I'll come for you. Don't even stop.
Why is that drop so long?
Does a Diamondback rattle for just 30 seconds?
They need that to keep going.
Yeah, it's a warning sign, brother. Don't come near me, or I'll get you. But yeah, I don't know if anybody's out there listening that's ever been to Oracle Park.
God, I hope Boss Man's not listening. And I hope Dusty Circa is not listening right now.
Ah, he's not.
The text will come in here in about 2 minutes.
Weird enough, though, is that he had some pizza for lunch. I know because he walked in with a giant yellow pizza box.
The kids call it Za.
And it had his like name on it, and it said Dustin. And I was like, that's very odd. Does he only refer to himself as Dusty here?
No. I am fairly confident that his legal name is Dusty. I'm pretty sure he is not a Dustin.
Yeah, there's I would say a penchant by coffee places or pizza places to just add their own.
I am fairly confident that he is a Dusty by birthright.
Not only did the printed out tag say Dustin that they put on the box, someone wrote on the box, "Thanks, Dustin." And so I'm
questions.
Yes,
they were probably like, "Oh, can I get a name for that?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm Dustin."
That's exactly, yeah, they heard Dustin.
Yeah, I'm Dustin.
I've said Jordan, and then George is on my coffee cup. It's like, okay, screw you.
I am Patrick, so like, what am I going to be?
A little bit that my son...
Yeah, nothing. What rhymes with Patrick?
Oh, Hattrick.
Hattrick, yeah. Hattrick?
Yeah.
It's Pat.
Oh, I remember that.
I hate that.
My son, one of...
at least they don't ask my last name. What's your name? Patrick Harris. Like Neil Patrick Harris? I'm like, yeah.
Hey, Harold and Kumar is a great movie, okay?
You know, that's how he got the part to How I Got at Your Mother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. One of my
kids
son's,
are not allowed to know how I met their mother.
My son's favorite bit that I do is when I call in and order food is just give them a fake name. Like Shlomo or like Sebastian or
dude, my dad.
He
was,
just thinks it's the best.
My dad, rest his soul. There, we'd go to the old spaghetti factory. There's four of us. All right, I'm like 12 years old, and my dad'd be like, "We don't really need five people, but guys, just let me roll with this." And we're like, "Okay, what?" And they're like, "How many of you tonight?" And he's like, "Oh, there's five of us." And they go, "Okay, what's the name for it?" He's like, "Jackson."
Yes.
So then they're like, "Jackson, party of five." My dad's like, "Yeah."
I think my son got a kick out of it the first few times, and I kept doing it, and then it became funnier for me. And the text has come in.
It's come in. The man's alive.
He does not go by Dustin. They always write Dustin at Starbucks and apparently Life of Pi. I'm just going to start calling him Dustin.
That does not confirm nor deny if his birthright name is Dustin or Dusty.
And then start calling Danny Daniel.
Oh, I've done a couple shows with Danny.
Or just Dan.
You know, we got the Danny and Friends things rolling right now. I've done a couple shows with Danny. There was two times where I said, "Look, Daniel."
Look,
and I emphasize,
Dan.
Look, that's enough out of you, Daniel. And I recommend anybody that does a show with him to say, "Daniel, I'm going to need you to stop."
He go cross-eyed on you?
He just...
Yeah. So mad.
Well, it's
just
funny.
Strokes out.
It's funny that Danny and Dusty both like...
Sometimes I like to call Sook Jason. You're like, "Jason, that's enough out of you." And he's like... Whoa.
Well, I had to start...
He recovers better than anybody else because he's a professional.
I had to start learning to do that because... Because the BTJ and my girlfriend are good friends. So
we're homies.
Whenever I refer to him, I can't call him Sook because she's not going to know who I'm
she
talking
has
about.
No yeah. idea what you're talking about.
And so I say Jason, and now it has just become how I refer to him.
Yeah, I told the wife, I was like, "We could be friends with Jason and the BTJ. Like, we could totally be friends with them. They're great people. I love Jason. Jason's awesome. Great dude."
Dude.
She's like, "Jason.
Which
Jason?"
One?
My wife's the opposite. She's like, "Jason, I don't know anyone at the station named Jason."
Well, there's two.
It took me about 2 years to teach her that Brandon and Andy, because for some reason I call them Brandon and Andy, not Andy and Brandon, despite their show being Dirt and Sprague. I don't know.
What did Rick Riz call them?
Damn it.
God.
I remember hearing that he called them like Brennan and... God, it's
Aaron,
it's gonna kill me because I remember.
Did it get you?
I remember listening, and then he just signs off, and he's like, "Thanks, Brennan and Eric," or something like that. And I was just like, "No way!" They took it like champs. You know?
Oh my God! I just looked up at the clock. Oakley, Oakley, we got a baseball show for you tonight. The 8 o'clock hour we'll dedicate to the All-Star Game and people that made it, and I guess we'll get real mad about people that didn't make it.
Pretty baseball-y first segment, though, I will say.
Pretty baseball-y first segment.
Yeah, we talked about baseball seats, and I slid in a little Rick Riz reference there. Not bad.
More sports than normal.
When we come back, The Miz is the WWE champion. We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Shout out to the YouTube clan. YouTube.com/1080TheFan.
It's /1080
AM The Fan. I would like to have a conversation with however that went down.
And you're fired.
I'm fired?
Yes.
I'm fired.
Yep.
What the hell did I do to get fired right
there? Gotta get that URL right, man. We're a multi-channel platform now, bud.
Damn it, Joe. You want to call an audible? I'd like to talk about how buried the Baltimore Orioles are.
Shut.
For the next 2 hours, I would like to have a conversation about how Brandon Hyde clearly wasn't the problem. That it is poor management, ownership, and the fact that Rutschman and Gunner are terrible, and Jackson Holliday is the only key you got. Good thing you didn't trade into the Mariners.
Why are we doing this?
Because I hate you, Joe.
What did I do to deserve this?
You deserve it everywhere.
No, I don't want to call that audible.
Dude, I just realized it's getting dark outside. It was dark when I got here today.
Yeah, one of those.
No, I want to talk about the Miz winning the WWE Championship, and that's Jacob Mizorowski for the Milwaukee Brewers through another strong outing today. And
strong is an understatement.
Strong is an understatement. We live in a world. Join me, children. Come in. Welcome. Story time with Uncle Patrick. We live in a world of Tark Skubal. We live in a world of Paul Skeens. We live in a world of Spencer Schwellenbach.
Well, not right now.
We live in... damn it, Joe. We live in a world of Jacob deGrom and Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. The greats meet the youth. But gather around, kids. Let me tell you the story of Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz. This kid's good.
Yeah.
He's had a couple rough outings the previous, but his first three starts, I believe, three, maybe two, were absolutely fantastic. And tonight, he threw a gem against the Dodgers.
A rough outing. His first three.
Oh, I thought it was two. It was just one?
Just one against the Mets last week. He gave up like five earned. It was his first bad start. Tonight was the first time he was on like a real national stage.
Game was on FS1?
TBS.
TBS game.
Yeah.
Inside the NBA, I mean MLB.
I was curious to see if that was the case. Him and Paul Skeens faced against each other a couple weeks ago, and that was on MLB Network.
And I believe Skeens, that was... No, he out-dueled Skeens if he only had the one rough outing. Or maybe he didn't go six.
Well, knowing the Pirates, maybe he got pulled it was after probably four. Like a 2-1 victory if it was Skeens.
-1 to -2.
Yeah.
Pirates win.
Random note on the Pirates. I think I saw this. They were the first team ever to sweep a series by not giving up a run and then immediately lose a series
by not scoring a run. I did watch Paul Skeens, George Kirby the other day. That was some really nice. You like pitching. That was some Curb was on. And Skeens was on too, and they pulled him a little early, it felt like.
He gave up a solo shot. That was it.
But yes, he had.
Yeah, who was that too?
Randy
Arozarena. And he hit that bitch way out there.
Heating up.
The Miz, 4-1 after tonight. His first three starts, he went five strong in his debut, five strikeouts, six strong. In his next one was six strikeouts against the Pirates, five innings, eight strikeouts. The game last Wednesday against the Mets gave up five earned, bumped up that ERA. But tonight was a different story. It looked kind of hairy for a second because Shohei Ohtani.
Being Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to give up a first inning home run to anybody, it's going to be Shohei.
And but... you hope you're at home and the fans throw the ball back in the stands. You're like, yeah, good for you, fans. Someone grab that ball. Can I get that ball? I want that ball at home.
But the dude bounced back, and he had an absolute game tonight. Six innings pitched, 12 strikeouts, multiple pitches over 100. When he faced Shohei again, he struck him out. In a bat that was just an absolute battle, where again he threw multiple fastballs over 100 miles per hour, and then got him on a nasty curveball to finish off.
Well, that's the thing—he throws heat,
yes,
heavy heat,
yes.
And it's like when you there's something interesting. Like I can't help but naturally compare the Mizorowski to a Skeens. When I look at Skeens, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy throws heat.
Yeah, he's a horse.
When I look at Mizorowski, I don't instantly think that guy throws heat. That guy makes me think of Tommy Glavin.
I love Tommy Glavin's junk.
That's what it makes me think about. I think about that guy.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize he was this tall.
but yeah, he's like 6'5", 6'6"?
He's 6'7".
6'7"? He's the size of Aaron Judge.
My God.
Yeah, he's a giant.
Good I mean, Lord. And Skeens is 6'6", 260, and again, he's a horse. So when you see the Miz, you're just kind of like, all right, he's, you know, kind of skinny, but yeah, the dude could throw heat. I didn't realize he was 6'7", for God's sake.
That's big.
Now I can realize why he can throw heat. That's a lot of big guys been throwing heat for a while.
We sit here, and Joe, I feel like over the years, even when Voldemort was on the show and you were on the ones and twos, I feel like we're always like, you know, the young crop has never been better than it is right now. I feel like young pitching has never been better than it is right now.
I mean, with Skeens leading the charge and the Miz.
Scooble's still young and like.
How old is Scooble? He's got to be like 28.
But I mean, like.
He's been around for a bit now.
But talking about the Mariner kids, Kirby, Gilbert, Wu, Miller, Schwellenbach is young. I mean, even Max Fried is an ace. He's under 30.
Strider.
Yeah, right? I feel like the under 30 pitching crop has been absolutely fantastic.
Well, I would throw Otani before he turned 30 in there too and got in.
Yeah,
like seriously.
I mean, he's under 30, and that counts.
Generational, but still, it just adds to the special class of pitchers we're talking about.
Is the Miz here to stay?
Yeah, like this dude. I mean, we knew that Skeens coming from LSU, which the Miz is also from. Jacob Mizrowski is also an LSU pitcher, although he never did pitch for LSU, I don't think, because the Brewers drafted him.
Is this
him.
Like Shaden Sharp went to Kentucky?
Oh, it's kind of one of those situations.
One of those things.
Yes. He was in the lab for like a week.
Calipari's like, I got that guy. Shaden Sharp becomes the best player in the NBA, and Calipari's like, ah, told you so. Well, had that guy at Kentucky.
You just never know with prospects when they get the call up.
And that's true.
This dude, he has delivered from the jump. I mean, literally one bad outing so far, and it's not even like that terrible. I mean, five earned is not great, but I mean, hell, some dudes get absolutely schlacked for 7-8 earned or something like that. And to bounce back a week later and have a performance like this, again, national stage against the Dodgers, you give up an early home run against the best baseball player on the planet, and then you bounce back and strike him out later in the game. This dude is for real.
Also,
if you're a Milwaukee fan too, it's like, when have you ever seen a pitcher with this much potential before? Like maybe Corbin Burns
for a little bit. Woodruff was pretty good as well.
Woodruff is back now.
We'll see.
No, he is. He's back.
Oh no! I follow, but like, is he back?
Get him on your fantasy squad,
or does
something?
He like have a back? Like I have a back.
No, he's back. He's back, baby.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, to put the Miz on an exclamation point, look, the Brewers have made the Dodgers look bad. And to shoehorn a little bit in, because we don't talk enough about the Brewers, we did in the beginning of the season, and we were like, I don't think this Brewers team's any good.
Well,
just wait till we get to early July, and we're like, well, there's the Brewers, and lo and behold, there's the Brewers.
Well, they're kind of pulling they're like the National League Houston Astros right now.
Freddie Peralta's an all-star. Christian Yelich. If Javi Baez didn't exist or Paul Goldschmidt didn't exist, Christian Yelich is the comeback player of the year.
He's having a fantastic year. Yeah, he is.
Former MVP, man. Right back at that status.
The Brewers were 25 and 28. I was trying to get a guy from our sister station in Milwaukee to come on Daily Ticker tomorrow.
Joe, I love you!
But
would come down and do that show with you.
He has a sick child.
I don't have a car tomorrow, but I'd walk.
He has a sick child and won't be able to do it because I wanted to ask him, like,
bro, the child is next to you. You can get on the phone.
You're fine. Throw some AirPods in. You know, get him the popcorn bowl that is also vomit bowl.
This is why This is why we didn't take the Brewers far.
But I just wanted to ask him, like, what was the catalyst that changed this Brewers season? Because they were 25-28, not a death sentence, but 25-28 made 24th, and they are now 52-40.
It's fantastic.
And they're 27-12.
How many games back of the Cubs are they?
I would imagine they're probably four games.
We were talking about this earlier.
Two and a half.
And they're in the wild card.
And I imagine they got to be high up in the wild card.
Two-game lead above the third-place team and behind first place half a game. So they're literally right there with the Mets.
The Cubs are super scary, and that's what we said. Like, the Brewers suck, but don't be shocked come July. And the Polish Punisher, as the text line points out, the Polish Punisher put an exclamation point on them straight smoking the Dodgers. We'll take it.
9-1 yesterday. Good Lord.
And you throw a great outing today, and you give up a home run to Shohei Ohtani just to, like, tell your kids once that, yeah, I gave up a home run to Shohei Ohtani, then I struck that bitch out.
I think I need to get myself a Jackson Chourio jersey. Like, that kid is freaking insane.
I'm going to get myself a Christian Yelich jersey and just old man represent. You got degenerative knees and back? Me too, brother. Let's go. All right, when we come back, you know, when you're a leader of men, kind of like what we do here, talk S and get hit. You know, that might be what's going on. But first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I will say, one of the most impressive things I've seen live was at a George Thorogood concert. One of his dudes in his band just shredding the saxophone.
Yeah, man. I forget. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band?
I'm trying to think of what...
Clarence Clemens. Whoa.
I'm trying to think of what song it was that he did that, but I was blown away.
There's such a great moment in Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's like a live track, you know, of them doing Santa. And he goes, hey, Clarence, you know, you think Santa Claus gonna bring you a new saxophone?
Oh, yeah.
I love that rendition.
That every time, that freaking annoys me.
Clarence Clemens and Leroy Moore are the greatest saxophone players in rock band history.
Yeah, not many. Now it's in my head.
Yeah.
What's the Bruce Springsteen's also got a great Christmas track, Merry Christmas Baby.
Oh, I
really
can't say I'm super familiar with it.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I just love Santa Claus coming to town.
Whoa, yeah.
Wish I had a good Jersey accent. You know, most people think I'm from Jersey.
Really? It's because they've never heard
of it. They're like, where are you from, man? You're like East Coast, New York, Jersey, right? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
That's weird.
Like your parents. And I was like, Dad from California. Mom's from Spokane, by a little bit away of Georgia, but there ain't no Georgia in my voice. There ain't no Georgia in her voice either.
Cool.
Like, dynamite right. Drop in, Joe. That's the second time today I've said that to you.
Nope. Thanks, Cotton. Moving on.
Just a bit outside.
Thanks, Joe. This is my friend Joe Fisher. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Fisher over here to my left. Well,
go Jersey.
Well, I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks due to the comments that Davey Martinez said about you can't blame.
That you do.
I've been trying for weeks to talk about this.
And the fact that it took that much time between those comments and this event happening is pretty surprising.
I just want to know that I just want you to know that I was ahead of the game on this.
You were ahead of it.
I tried to tell you, you cannot say this stuff. Joe, we have to talk about it. Joe was like, no, I don't care.
I don't think that's how that went.
Joe's like, I don't care. I'm big time doing Dirt and Sprague tomorrow morning. I'm big time. I'm out of here.
That was not the case at the moment. And I don't think, I think it was on the agenda. We just didn't get to it that night.
I know, because we were doing stupid stuff.
And I want to say,
stupid baseball show. I can't even talk about stupid baseball things because I have stupid people interrupting me all the time.
I do declare.
I said.
That, who was the first manager fired this
year? I need that drop.
Who was the first?
Bud Black, I believe. No, the manager of the Pirates, who I don't know his name because it didn't matter.
When we were going over
Then Bud Black.
Managers that could be fired next, I feel like I threw out Dave Martinez, and I was told, oh, no.
Oh, I poo-pooed on you real hard about that.
He won that World Series.
He's won a World Series. He's got a young crop of kids. Mike Rizzo is a legit dude in the front office. We've got this.
I was like, okay.
He was the odds-on favorite, too, at the time to be fired.
I was like, all right.
And I was like, that is some BS. That's some 7-9 BS.
And then he made some inspiring motivational comments, just trying to rile up his guys. All right?
Just a motivator here, you
know. That's all he was trying to do.
You know, it's never a manager's fault if the players aren't playing. I can't even say it with a straight face. He literally said something to the extent of, it's on the players if they're not playing well. It's not a management thing.
I'll find the full quote.
And ownership said, not only do we disagree with you, Davey, who is a massively respected guy in baseball. Like, let's be serious for a moment. Davey Martinez is a massively respected guy in baseball. Won a World Series in 2019 on a team that had no business making the playoffs, let alone win a World Series. And when you look back on that team, it is the greatest players in Nationals history, with the exception of Bryce Harper.
And to be fair, I mean, the Nationals reset the deck on manager and GM. They got rid of
I think what was most surprising to me. Like, most people think Mike Rizzo is a great GM. I mean, Dylan Cruz, CJ Abrams, James Wood, the nucleus is there. The what they got for Juan Soto, Mackenzie Gore, all those guys, like, that turned out to be a very, very great trade for the Nationals organization.
I think it was the drafting that was kind of a black eye on the Nationals and their success. Like, this is their first round picks over the last few years. Tell me when you hear a bona fide star or regular player.
Steven Strasburg, 2012.
No, that actually might be why he got fired.
And that was way before that, actually. That was 2009. last year, Seaver King, 2023, Dylan Cruz, 2022.
Dylan Cruz.
Yeah.
Elijah Green, 2021, Brady House, 2020, Cade Cavalli, 2019, Jackson Rutledge, 2018, Mason Denneberg.
I remember that name.
2017. I don't. 2017, Seth Romero.
I feel like Schultz is lying, too.
No, I'm not. It's just not good.
Seth Romero. 2016, Dane Dunning.
Oh, Dane Dunning.
Oh, yeah, Dane Dunning. Yeah, I know that name.
He's not even on the team anymore.
But he did have a roster. He did make the bids.
Yeah, he was there for a bit.
And that was in 2016.
I believe he was in Kansas City for a little bit.
That sounds familiar.
He was removed from the 40-man roster and sent outright to AAA this year.
Hey, man. I was thinking about this in the NBA. Like, being a GM is not just about drafting and trading. It's also about culture and day-to-day operations and stuff. Look, drafting in baseball is such a wild card. Such a wild card.
God, like, we talk about
throwing darts in the NBA draft, bro. This is like throwing darts into the sky in Major League Baseball.
It's the hardest sport out of the big three to evaluate prospects.
But I'll tell you what. Mike Rizzo has dealt he has dealt Juan Soto, Max Scherzer. He's dealt with Steven Strasburg retiring. He's dealt with Anthony Rendon walking.
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome for him. Not that I'm really going to give him credit. I'm not going to give St. Louis credit for letting Pujols walk because he was bad. Because if he was good, we'd blast him. But the return he got for Juan Soto was pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
A monkey could have done that.
Yeah, there's $35 million.
No, because Mookie Betts got traded for Alex Verdugo, who's bagging groceries on the side of Thurman and 18th right now.
God, designated for assignment.
Is that
again?
New season's over there?
No, because that's down at 21st. You'd get a better spot. But no, he's down here with us.
There's $35 million smackaroos on their payroll this year that I think are a big reason why Mike Rizzo got fired. Instead of keeping Bryce Harper,
I bet you Robert Zimmerman's getting paid still.
You mean Ryan Zimmerman?
Ryan Zimmerman, thank you.
Robert Zimmerman's probably his dad.
Don't you besmirch Ryan Zimmerman. He was a stalwart for that Nationals team for years.
Most at-bats, most RBIs, most plate appearance, most games played in the history of the Nationals organization.
I love me some Ryan Zimmerman.
Do you think that giving the money to Strasburg instead of Bryce Harper ultimately was his demise?
Bryce was walking anyway.
Yeah. But God, that money ended up getting wasted anyways. And it wasn't clear
and he won
that
a
he
World Series
healthy.
Because he walked.
I don't know.
I think he won a World Series because he walked.
Back to
Max Scherzer.
Back to
Patrick Corbin.
David Martinez.
Steve Strasburg.
Here. His comments a month ago.
They're so disparaging.
Yeah.
They're so brutal.
It came after a loss to the Marlins on June 14th. And he said, this would make you probably say that too if he lost to the Marlins. And I quote, "We're not going to finger point here and say it's on the coaches. It's never on the coaches. Sometimes you got to put the onus on the players. They've got to go out there and they've got to play the game." He later backtracked, saying of his players, "It wasn't on them.
It's never
my
on the
comments
coaches.
Were nothing about them. They know that
they're taken out of context, bro. You directly said
those players suck. They need to do their job better.
And it's not my fault.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'll tell you what, my Cleveland Guardians are absolutely terrible. And yes, a lot of that is on those players being bad. But right now, vote. I'm looking at you, brother.
Hey, you're about
right
to,
now. I'm
you're about
looking
to sweep
at
the
you.
Astros, dude.
That's
you're
true.
Fine.
That's true.
You were just celebrating that before we cracked the mics.
Well, I would like to not be 13 games out of first place. I have a bet at A&A that we win the division.
Welcome to the party.
Oh, that's where we are.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe has no bandwidth for us and our sad teams,
Guardians,
because his team is the biggest disappointment in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Guardians still in the playoff hunt, bro.
He can't possibly be sad.
The Guardians
about
are
anything happening to us.
The Guardians are a game and a half better than the Orioles. Okay, so if the Guardians are still in the playoff hunt, the Orioles are in the playoff hunt.
Hey,
okay?
A week ago they were in the playoff hunt and the Orioles weren't. Okay,
they lost and they made sure to get themselves out of the playoff hunt real quick.
As the text line once said earlier, have you lost your damn minds? The answer is yes. This show is
possible.
This is a bad show, guys.
No, it's not. Should cancel it.
I'd give it a 6.
Should just end it.
Just take it out back like old Yeller.
Yep. Sorry, boy.
Did Timmy fall in the well again? So did you, bitch.
Sorry about this.
All right, when we come back, open Seggy, the hot corner, 1080 the Fan.
The Angels commentators, man, they were coming in with some heat.
You know, there's nothing cool about the Angels right now. But stats are stats.
If
you compare one outfielder for the Mariners and one outfielder for the Angels, and there's some fascinating, fascinating ideas to look out. Plus, there's a guy in Chicago that should probably be more mad than anybody on this planet.
If I hear one of you compare him to Rowdy Tellez like that tweeter did, I'm going to scream.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They had the same batting average and home run numbers at one point throughout the season. So,
well,
looks very similar, and it's like, Julio's a center fielder, jackass.
Look, I don't care how bad at life you are. If your name is Rowdy, I follow. I'm in.
It's his nickname, but sure. His given name is Ryan.
Dude, his name pops up, and they're like, now batting, first baseman, 750 pounds, Rowdy Tellez.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. 625, Rowdy Tellez.
Do you think if the Mariners, or if his name were Ryan, the Mariners would have still have signed him? Just Ryan Tellez.
Yeah, you're just like fascinated by the fact that his name is Rowdy.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, man, I got to have this guy.
Let's go.
Cleveland Guardians completely essing the bed right now as the bullpen is falling apart. Thank you, Hunter Gaddis. It is 6-6. And Josh Hader on the mound.
Man, I'm looking at this adorable little bulldog running all over the Cincinnati Reds baseball field. Did you see this?
Is he like a bat dog?
No, he was doing the first pitch.
The bulldog.
Yeah, they threw a...
does he throw it?
Well, they threw a tennis ball from the mound.
I would like to know, how does the dog throw the ball?
They threw a tennis ball from the mound, and it rolled about halfway to the plate, and the doggy went and picked it up, and then he just ran away from the owner and just ran all over the field.
You
give a dog that much grass and that much open field to run around, he's not going to take advantage of it.
I like the golden retriever bat dog that took a dump.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's awesome. That was great. That's great.
A dog can't throw out a first pitch. If we're going to trot a dog out there, just to put him on the mound for 2 seconds.
It's like, you remember when Manny Ramirez would disappear into the Green Monster?
Oh, to go pee?
And he had to go pee. I would like it if he just like walked up to the wall and just peed on the wall. You know,
I'm not sure the Green Monster
like,
front
he's like
row.
I can't stop the game. Like, what if they hit the ball to me? I mean, I'm an average fielder, but like,
just did the golfer squat.
Hey, Johnny, look at Manny's crank.
You know, Landon Donovan did that at Estadio Azteca, and they hated him for 20 years. He had to pee before a game, and so he knelt down behind like advertisement sign.
Yeah.
Knelt down and took the pee. Like, you've seen guys behind NFL benches.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez eating a hot dog or guys bending down to take a pee. Landon Donovan did that in Estadio Azteca in Mexico, and they lost their ass. Absolutely. They're like, damn you Americans, disrespecting the Holy Land that is Estadio Azteca.
Well, if anybody knows...
the largest venue in all of North America.
If anybody knows ethics during a soccer game, it's definitely Mexico fans, that's for sure. Speaking of Landon Donovan, I know it's not baseball, but he's been on the TV.
Don't bash his hair. He had a lot of money put into that hair.
Yeah, he needs to get a refund. He's been on TV a lot lately.
Did you see the Euros when there was like a giant patch missing from the side?
No.
Because they grafted that spot to put on his head.
God.
I don't know who looks
I'm
more...
I'm so glad I've been okay being bald for the last 15 years of my life. I'm so glad I do not have any, like, underlying concerns about me being bald.
Oh, my God. I see it here now. Oh, my God.
The
missing. Yeah. I don't know looks more ridiculous on Sunday. Him? Well, he's looked ridiculous for the last few weeks. Or Alexi Lawless with that stupid cowboy hat on.
Dude, Alexi Lawless is potentially one of the dumbest people on TV, and that's saying a lot.
That dude will...
That is saying a lot.
USA could lose 7-0 to, I don't know, give me a bad soccer team in, like, Central America. Like, who? Guatemala, are they any good?
Guatemala's fine. Yeah, dude, they were in the semifinals of the Gold Cup.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's who they played, right?
That's why they're on your brain.
Yeah.
So you're like, Guatemala's got to be bad.
No, that's Guatemala true. Beat Canada, and they were like, whoa, that was a huge upset.
Well, Canada's going to be good.
Anyways, they could lose 7-0 to Guatemala, and Alexi Lawless will jump on there and be like, you know, I think I saw some signs of growth out there today, and I think you got to be really proud and really optimistic about this team's future going
forward.
It's
like when I have to listen to Colin Cowherd interview a soccer guy.
Alexi Lawless?
He's like, Tyler Adams, you know, the captain of America. It's so glad to see you. How do you play soccer?
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
Tyler Adams
when
like,
when
well,
I watch you play, you just run and you, run and you, run and you, run. You, where does that energy come from?
You can put it on the ball.
It's amazing. It's
like, well, that energy comes from the fact that we've been doing it since it was like four.
Well, I roll the ball out, and I kick it, and I run. And...
You know, it reminds me of, like, Steve Kerr and the Warriors dynasty. You know, sometimes you just roll the basketball out, and you don't know what you're talking about, and you just let guys ball.
Yeah.
Basketball is life. I don't know.
Anyways, that was a wasted segment, but you brought up Landon Donovan and I could not help, but
who, I don't even know how we got to soccer, bro. We were supposed to talk about the Blue Jays being good.
Who told Landon Donovan to go on TV after that graft?
Landon's okay on TV.
But
Landon's
no, after okay that graft. I mean, after that graft with
the,
like,
well,
knowing,
he was probably told like the camera won't catch your left back side.
Well, then shave the rest of it.
No, they should have put him on the rights or on.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Just give it up. Just
there's no way
square
to make
root
it
of
work.
Pie. Just give it up. There's
I don't
no
know.
Point.
I've been up since 4:15 this morning. When we come back, the All-Star game. I am so mad that one of your favorite players didn't make the All-Star game. We'll do that next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. Today the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.